Lieutenant Commander Nigel Patterson of the RAF was having a very bad day. Then again, everyone in the RAF was having a bad day, and every day had been bad since the beginning of July. The bloody Huns were throwing every damn plane they had at Britain in the hopes of breaking the back of the Allies, and he and his mates were the only thing standing between Old Blighty and Nazi flags over Buckingham Palace. And it didn't help that besides some of the best planes and pilots Nige had ever seen, the bloody Huns had them. Metahumans, the science Johnnies were calling them. Bloody damned supers with superpowers like in the Yank comic books. Predictably, the Nazis called them Übermenschen. Vaterland and Hitlerjugend had been the first, and truth to tell, Nige hadn't been impressed when he'd seen them in the newsreels and winning every gold medal in the Berlin Olympics. He'd figured they were some sort of freaks or cheats. Then the fighting had started, and those two mowed down Frenchies like a couple of Yank harvesters rolling across fields of wheat. But worse than that, more of the blighters started showing up. Valkyria, Übermensch himself, the Panzer triplets, and... Nigel cursed and put his Spitfire into a diving roll and avoided being cut out of the sky by mere inches. The Black Baron. Nigel's coveralls clung to him, drenched in sweat. Every muscle cried out in protest, as punished as his Spitfire was. The stick shuddered in his hand, and the plane shuddered around him, and he would have sworn he could hear rivets popping. He pulled out of a suicidal dive, clenching his entire body to keep from blacking out, and did a wing over just as she was about to stall, dropping into another dive. The Black Baron had inhuman reflexes. Bullets literally bounced off him, and he scarcely needed a plane at all, just a frame with an excuse for a skin, a whacking big engine, a couple of wings, and a tail. Oh, and guns. Two of them. And both of them were stitching the sky behind Nige. He pulled up again, this time making a tight right-hand turn, then a left, then another right. Bullets traced the sky in front of him, and he dove again. Almost radio silence in his ears, but he stayed off the frequency. No point in begging for help. Help wasn't coming. The Black Baron had Nige in his sights, and the best he could do right now was to try and keep the bastard engaged for as many minutes as he could and allow his squad mates to try and take some of the Baron's fighter bombers out of the sky before they could unload their deadly cargoes. If he was lucky, unlikely, but it was possible, he'd be able to bail out before he augured in. And then he'd have to hope the damned Huns didn't shoot him as he dangled helplessly from his chute. He probably should have been making his peace with God. Instead, he was in a red rage, his eyes hazing over, and not just with the G-forces he was pushing. I'd give bloody anything, anything, to take this bastard on one-on... And that was when he felt the screaming bullets finally stitch their way across his fuselage and hit his fuel tank. Fire erupted all around him, although, strangely, he felt nothing yet. But he would. It would be terrible. And flaming red rage was still all he felt, knowing he was about to die. Except he didn't. The plane exploded, and he was on fire. Literally on fire. In vain he looked to the sky, strained for it, flames all around him, reached for it the way a drowning man reaches for air he'll never breathe again. But he wasn't falling. With a jolt of shock he realized he was flying, still afire, still feeling nothing but perhaps a tingling, as if his skin was electrified, climbing straight up into the sky, out of the flaming, falling wreckage of his plane, himself still on fire like a bloody phoenix. How? Dunno. Don't care. If this was a dying hallucination, so be it. He was going to enjoy it and act as if it wasn't. There was a Stuka in his path, and he was going to do something about it. The something was to stretch out his body, fists forward, and punch a hole through the right wing, flip in midair like a falcon, and come back down through the left wing. Then, for good measure, come back up again and rip the top of the tail clean off. As that plane heeled over and headed for the ground, he hovered in